What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Cosmatch Wrestling Rumors. Everything that you need to know going on in the wrestling world. How you doing, Matthew?
I'm doing good, man. What is it? SummerSlam next Sunday. We don't really have any rumors with
next Saturday, yeah.
But let's just jump right into like the heart of it. I mean, not too much with SummerSlam. You know, I don't think there's going to be any title changes that I've heard about or any major ones. Roman Reigns still beating John Cena. That's what I heard. But other than that, nothing too big, still a good match card. I want to kind of get into a small one first, but let's go Candice LeRae and Johnny Gargano, who are expecting their very first child. Congratulations to them.
Congratulations.
Let's bring up the elephant in the room, AEW Rampage tonight, Friday.
Oh, man. I don't think we're seeing CM Punk tonight, but I think we are seeing the good old Punkster very soon.
I think so, too. I mean, where I work, a lot of people, well, this one kid, he's been talking to a lot of people. They're speculating that CM Punk is returning tonight at Rampage. I don't think that's the case. I wouldn't understand why they would have him tonight. Save it for Chicago.
I think it's going to be Chicago for sure. I think we could see Daniel Bryan tonight.
I think so, too. That would be a major step for them. But I wouldn't see a CM Punk. I would kind of wait a little bit longer, especially with Daniel Bryan. Have him first, then CM Punk. CM Punk's a bigger return than Daniel Bryan. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, but think about the matches that AEW's having coming up soon. They've got Christian Cage, the former Christian in WWE, taking on Kenny Omega for that TNA World Championship. And yeah, I think they're making steps in the right direction for sure.
Yeah, I think so too. Talking about taking steps in the right direction, NXT hopefully taking steps in the right direction. They not been doing good with brand viewership, anything like that, period. NXT is not horrible, but they're just not what they used to be back when Undisputed Era was a thing, kind of towards that area, the Dusty Rhodes era, kind of. So Vince wanting younger talent and more bulky talent, as what I have heard. So what are you getting rid of, like the Strongs, the Bobby Fishes? Come on, you don't want more Keith Lees. You got to change it up a little bit. You don't just want all bulky people. Like, it doesn't make sense. Come on, dude.
You know how Vince likes his big, beefy, strong, lathered in oil men right there. You know, Vince got a soft spot for them.
I guess so. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, maybe they'll move to just 1 hour instead of 2 hours. 2 hours does drag a lot for NXT. It's kind of the same stuff over and over.
I mean, I've heard that Vince McMahon and Triple H have had some very heated conversations in the back over this NXT brand, seeing how NXT did not inform Triple H of the releases, like the big ones, you know, some of those big guys that Triple H has done his best to, like, build and get them to the main roster eventually. And it just shows that Vince does not like the NXT brand, because whenever someone from NXT gets called up to the main roster, we're expecting this big explosion up to the main roster, like a Karrion Kross, a Keith Lee, a Finn Balor, and then they always fade out in the mid card.
Yeah, I mean, I think a new hire that they just had, his name is Nick Khan. I don't think he's related to Tony Khan or anything like that. His name's Nick Khan. Vince just hired him.
That would be hilarious.
He's in charge of like that stuff. He's one of the higher ups too. He's been doing a lot of the cuttings, and it was his idea. So I don't know, but let's just kind of forget about that. Let's move next to Sports Illustrated. I love that website, as they actually remarked that there's a difference between Roman Reigns as a person and as Roman Reigns, a character, right when he enters the arena. Says he doesn't need a script, which I just read off of my WWE news app. He does not need a script. He free balls it pretty much all by himself. He won't read a script. So him and John Cena are just alike.
Yeah, it's been said that he hasn't been reading off a script for the past year now, which with all his incredible promos that he's had over the past year, seeing how much he struggled in the beginning, that's absolutely impressive. Yeah. Way to go, Roman Reigns.
I think so. His persona, his character has just been through the roof lately. I'm happy they turned him heel when they did, and they've been doing him right. Let's just hope they don't screw him over, but I don't think they will. They're doing him right, so.
I mean, imagine if Big Match John takes the title off of him at SummerSlam. That would create a ruckus.
Oh, I would love that, but people just say it's not going to happen. Roman is favored, and people are usually are always right if someone's favored, unless they pull a surprise. But WWE really hasn't surprised us in a while, so we'll wait and see. But a huge surprise that I didn't know about till actually, I think it was later yesterday, Keith Lee. So everybody thought that Keith Lee was actually released from the company. They fired him, didn't want him anymore. That was not the case. He actually contracted COVID-19 and had a huge inflation in the heart, thought he had a heart disease. He couldn't work out or do anything, or they'd say he probably could just pass away and die. So Keith Lee was on the shelf for 3 to 4 months. Very, very scary. He just returned, faced Riddle or whatever a week or two ago. He's still in the company. He's healthy now, but still just something to watch out for. COVID's no joke when it comes to a business like that.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers to Keith Lee. Glad to see that he's doing better. Speaking about thoughts and prayers, maybe WWE is finally answering my prayers about this Bray Wyatt Fiend thing, as I heard that he could be still in the WWE. Now, hear me out. This sounds crazy, but Bray Wyatt hasn't removed WWE from his Twitter handle yet, and he's been tweeting at the fans, "Do you miss me yet? There's going to be a new Fiend. You can't kill the Fiend." Now, this could be a ploy for WWE, just saying that they let go of Bray Wyatt, but they specifically said they didn't let go of the Fiend. So Right. Could we see a swerve and see Bray Wyatt show up at a pay-per-view?
And two personas.
What a pop that
would. Yep, Bray Wyatt that would get. And the Fiend. Those two personas have been completely different. So maybe they just let go of Bray Wyatt. That's gone and over. So they still got the Fiend. So I don't know.
Hopefully they'll answer my thoughts and prayers, man.
I pray, but we'll hope and see. But we'll see how Rampage goes tonight. Maybe a CM Punk return. Maybe not. I don't think so. But we will see everybody on Saturday for a SmackDown recap. SmackDown should be good. Not the go-home show for SummerSlam, but we're getting there. But can't wait for SmackDown and Rampage tonight. We'll keep everybody updated. Like always, comment and subscribe. Appreciate the love and passion. We will see you guys tomorrow.
See you guys. Peace out.